please have your attention, but I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott, Bill Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stumped since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, otherwise known as the United States and World of Health Talk Radio, continues now from the Life Extension Foundation in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Very special event. We're glad to be here. And Dr. Lynn Lafferty, who I interviewed a few weeks back with my superhero co-host, if you will. He's a cohort here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh,
Liam Sheff, hey, welcome back. And connected us here. And the star of today's show, in fact, is just about to join us here. We've been interviewing a lot of great people at this facility. We've been talking about the transformation of healthcare in America. This is a great example, the LEF, of a place where you can come and access natural healing. You can talk to pharmacists and get, wait, I'm on medicines, I don't want to be on them, or I think I have to be, am I on too much? Amazing information we've been able to cover. And one of the guys behind it all, co-founder of the Life Extension Foundation, is joining us right now. His name is Bill Falloon. Bill, I'm so honored to have you right here next to me. What an exciting time. What an exciting place to be.
Robert, it's incredible the number of people who want to break away from the medical mainstream. They understand we have a broken healthcare system, something that is non-functional. And unless you have a very simple to treat illness, if you have one of these chronic degenerative diseases, you're unlikely to get a complete response from the mainstream medical establishment.
Yeah, you know, and we talked last hour, you weren't here yet, of course, with some of your people, and the investment in research that's being done through LEF is extraordinary, because the model of investment in research has always been about, I'm going to invest as a drug company, billions, hundreds of millions, whatever, so I can get exclusive patent protection and I can make a fortune. We don't have that kind of protection on the natural realm, so the fact that you guys are investing in research is just astounding. I mean, I just want to shake your hand and go, thank you.
Well, Robert, what we're doing, we spend over $10 million a year in funding the type of research that drug companies would ignore, because there is no big profit potential with it. What it does, though, it reveals the benefits of natural ways of approaching disease prevention and treatment, and it uncovers innovative therapies that could lead to those kind of breakthroughs that could result in a reversal of the human aging process. And drug companies look at that as too far off or something they can't make money off of, and
right,
they ignore it.
So if we go back to your history, because a lot of people do know about you around the world, and I'm glad of it, but there are a lot more people that you need to learn about you in Life Extension Foundation. What was it that welled up inside you that said, we're doing well here, but I want to give something back. I really want to turn some of this into something that's going to benefit that cannot be ignored.
Well, we started the Life Extension Foundation in 1980 for the sole purpose of raising money to support research that would slow aging and eventually result in a way to reverse the aging process itself. The whole purpose of our organization is aging research and anti-death research, and we have funded well over $100 million since our inception.
It's amazing.
In these arenas. So unlike so many commercial enterprises, our objective solely is to find a solution to aging.
Absolutely sensational. Of course, we talk about aging in the
Fountain of Youth down here in Florida.
The Fountain of Youth is right here at the Life Extension Foundation, what we're finding out here. And we've got a great, great crowd here. Really nice to see that you can actually come in here. And we talked about, before you came on, the fact that much of the American way of healthcare is actually disease management. They just manage diseases.
Well, that's all they do. People wait until they are symptomatic. And then they'll sometimes go into an emergency room And sometimes they'll find out they have type 2 diabetes. It manifested in their body 10 to 20 years earlier. It festered. And then finally they have a renal impairment and their kidneys have shut down, or they need an amputation or suffer a heart attack. And there's where they're diagnosed. And that is absolutely pathetic. Mm-hmm. Here at this Life Extension Nutrition Center, we have a blood draw station. People can walk in right off the street and have their blood tested. And within days, we can identify if they're pre-diabetic or frank diabetic, mm-hmm. if they have high levels of cholesterol, triglycerides, homocysteine, C-reactive protein. We can predict ahead of time what their risk factors are, and then we can take corrective actions so that these people don't have to suffer a future problem that's correctable today.
Now, we have one center we're in right here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I know people from all over the world come down. Certainly the Canadians come down in the winter as well, and the Northeasterns, but people are accessing this information from all over the world. Do you see the potential for duplicating like a center like this? Because I'm just so excited to see you've got naturopaths, you've got pharmacists, you got, you know, acupuncture, all of these things integrating, working together instead of fighting. It is just such an innovation. You think, why wouldn't everybody be doing it?
I think it's going to be the future of healthcare and medicine, because what we are bringing together is all of the scientific disciplines and looking for what is right for each individual. And that's where there's so much failure out there. You go to a specialist, and all he does is possibly look at your kidneys, and then you're referred out to somebody else.
Well, you know, you're just a kidney, right?
Yes.
You know, what's the rest of you? Nah, you're just a kidney.
I mean, a person can spend so much time and effort running around to different doctors, and nobody wants to take a comprehensive view of the patient. And that's what we do here at Life Extension. We analyze as much as we can mm-hmm. and try to pick up some problems that may be very minor at this point in the person's life, but they're easily correctable at that stage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Now, you have a book that is out there, and I don't know that everybody knows about it. I'd like for them to know about it, but I thought if you have a moment, you could share us what was the inspiration for the book, what kind of overview can you give us, and how can people access it?
Well, this book is called Pharmocracy, and it exposes, in the kind of detail that I think everyone can understand, how much incompetence and corruption exists within the drug approval process. We have the pharmaceutical industry dominating healthcare in the United States. They make it seem like all you need to do is take some of their very expensive prescription drugs, and that'll be the solution to your problem. The facts are many of these drugs are side effect laden. They create more health problems, requiring even more drugs. Mm. The cost of these drugs is bankrupting the United States of America. Pharmocracy exposes this travesty and enlightens the reader as to a roadmap, as to what they can follow to avoid being a personal victim, and then what they can do to persuade Congress to amend the law to allow the type of free market you're witnessing today at the Life Extension Nutrition Center, where you've got the pharmacist, you've got blood testing going on right now, you've got people looking into scientific solutions to the problems, as opposed to a drug company only looking to sell its patented medication.
You know, it really is extraordinary what we're witnessing here at this center, because all of this is accessible, but yet at the same time, the limitation on your staff, for instance, to communicate freely about what these things do, because it's clearly labeled what it is, what it isn't. You really have to be careful about what you say in this country, because the First Amendment has been just snuffed out by what some of my friends in the medical field call the pharmacomafia.
Oh, it's a very good way of describing it. And one of the chapters in the book talks about walnuts that the FDA declared to be illegal because the manufacturer, the processor, had a website that discussed scientific studies showing that walnuts reduce the risk of heart disease and other age-related problems. And FDA forced them to take that information down. So we have so much censorship that goes on right now where FDA comes in and suppresses information about natural approaches and then lets the pharmaceutical companies run national TV advertising, implying that somehow their drugs will be the cure-all to everything. Fact is, these prescription drugs are killing a lot of Americans every year.
It's amazing. My dear friend Jonathan Emord, we call him the FDA Dragon Slayer. You may know him. And
I know Jonathan well.
He's beaten back the FDA record 7 times now on the selenium issue. And yet they still are reluctant to allow manufacturers or sellers of selenium to talk freely about that it prevents, reverses, treats cancer, for instance.
Very much so. The drug companies do not want to have to compete with natural products. You look at a supplement like curcumin. It has so many mechanisms of action that can reduce one's risk of cancer, heart disease, chronic inflammation. And drug companies, they want to dominate that. They don't want someone to be able to buy a bottle of curcumin for less than $10 a month in some situations and then not sell their $200 a month prescription drug. Mm. So it's in the pharmaceutical company's interest to suppress this information. And they're doing that through the FDA.
Yeah, and that's the thing about the power of the federal government. If we go back to the origin, when I talk healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show, I talk healing in physiological, emotional levels, but I also cover political healing, quite honestly, because people say, well, why would you talk about politics? Because it impacts our freedom, right, to know these things, to heal. They have far too much power, and Jonathan calls it in his book, The Rise of Tyranny, it's a bureaucratic oligarchy. It's not a constitutional republic anymore.
That's absolutely correct. It does not matter how far the science advances. If the government is going to impede the availability of the findings of these scientific studies, then no one's going to benefit. And we have a lot of suppression going on right now.
Well, that's why people need to support this message coming out through companies like Life Extension Foundation, Bill Falloon, and what he's doing, the book Pharmocracy, because it's helping people to see through it so they recognize then and can't be manipulated as easy by so-called politicians that end up being paid or bought off by the pharmaceutical industry.
Well, the book Pharmocracy provides in each chapter a reason why healthcare costs so much, why effective drugs are suppressed, why dangerous drugs are allowed to be sold, why nutrient supplements that have proven benefits are denied to Americans. We provide all that in one 300-page book. The idea is to overwhelm the readers so that they understand that not only are we correct, we're 1,000% correct. Mm. And that book documents it. So we encourage people to order four copies for $8 each.
We're going to talk about that when we come back from this break. Can you stick around?
I certainly will.
All right, you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show Special Edition from the Life Extension Foundation Nutrition Center. Liam Sheff is here as well, and we'll be back. The number 24/7, you can reach me, 866-939-BELL. The website, robertscottbell.com. All the links are there. We'll be right back.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history, but is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We are back, and it's amazing. The Life Extension Foundation, if you're not in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, I don't know why you wouldn't want to be here. It's winter everywhere else. Come on. Check out the LEF. People come from all over the world. We'll give you websites. We did last hour as well. We're talking with Bill Falloon, co-founder of the Life Extension Foundation, my superhero cohort over there. Yes.
I'm just watching the interview. This is good talk.
It's great stuff, isn't it? Liam Sheff is in the house as well.
Glad this exists.
We are very thrilled about it as well. And you were talking just before the break, Bill, about Pharmocracy, the book. It's huge. Chock with information, yet how $8 for a book? This, I mean, come on.
Well, I didn't write it to make money. The purpose of this book is to overthrow the corrupt system that currently is strangling medical innovation. And unless we tear down these bureaucratic barriers, there's going to be a lot of cures for cancer that simply sit in the research laboratories. They're not going to make it into the clinical setting. So what we've encouraged people to do, for $8 each, we'll sell them four books, $32 total. We even cover the shipping. And we'll send them these four books. We ask them to send a copy to their representative and two senators. We've gotten quite a few of them out to Congress already. We need to get many more to make the impact.
Mm.
The logic into the book in the book is irrefutable. It shows how medications that were very dangerous, the FDA allowed to remain on the market for many, many years, killing outrageous numbers of Americans. Medications that were safe and effective, FDA suppressed. It all depends where the politics are. If you have good political standing with the FDA, your dangerous drug gets approved and it gets sold for a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, very good drugs that don't have that political backing, they remain in the approval process, sometimes forever. They never make it into the hands of the American public.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to change that system. So less expensive, more effective medications can be made available while Americans continue to have access to natural therapies to prevent these diseases from manifesting in the first place.
This is part of the winning the conversation, if it can be a conversation. I mean, I like to think that it would be, but a lot of times it's shouting and anger and emotion. It's keeping people away from understanding these simple truths that we don't need more government intervention to solve the so-called healthcare crisis. We need freedom. We need the freedom to innovate. We need the freedom to access information that is validated. And if it's not, you can't claim that it is. We're talking about basic principles of you can't defraud people, you can't force them. But unfortunately now, the way it is with the federal government, they force us to use things we don't want. There's fraud involved in a lot of the research that's coming out. Oh, my gosh. You thought the gold standard was NIH stuff, and it's like the corruption there. You mentioned corruption. It's endemic in those institutions.
It's business as usual. If a company has a patented molecule, they will do virtually whatever it takes. They will falsify clinical studies. They'll submit studies to the FDA that never even occurred to show that the molecule is safe and effective. FDA approves it, and all of a sudden people start dying.
Mm-hmm.
They start suffering the lethal side effects of something that never even went through human clinical testing. So the fraud is outrageous. We've got to tear down the bureaucratic barriers. We've got to restore a free market to healthcare.
Yeah. Liam, I want to bring you into the conversation here because you have a background. Your family has been involved in clinical, pharmaceutical-type research.
Hold that against me.
I don't. I know. You're the. What did we talk about? The one that
black
left.
Sheep.
The black sheep of the family. Because his family really involved in major league institutions in the Pacific, the Atlantic Northeast. Harvard, Yale, Yale.
Yeah.
And yet you saw from within some a tremendous corruption or a limited viewpoint on health and healing.
Look, when I grew up, the magazine on the table was NEJM, and you don't know what that is unless you... New England Journal of Medicine. We didn't have people, and we didn't have life. So the first stuff I ever read, unfortunately, was about thalidomide. Try that on.
Oh, my.
That's a tough thing to see at 3 or 4 years old. But anyway, that was life. And I watched my family of doctors, I watched my uncles coming up going, oh, I have 15 minutes. I have a half hour with a patient. I have 15 minutes with... I have 5 minutes with a patient. I have to give them 3 drugs. I have to. My mother getting taken on trips, in her nuclear medicine unit to go to pretty places to look at very expensive machines that the hospital can buy to diagnose diseases that aren't cured by chemotherapy, right? So nobody ever gets better. And the doctors who used to have time with a patient to ask, who are you? Do you smoke? What's your lifestyle like? What do you eat? All those questions go away, and it's, we have a promising new molecule. You know, Glaxo, Pfizer, Squibb, we have a promising new molecule. Promising what? Promising a new car? Promising a new boat? So, you know, when I came into, and as an investigative journalist, I watched children being murdered in clinical trials. I mean, I saw kids being murdered in clinical trials in New York because they were too poor and too black not to get out. You know, they couldn't figure out how to get out of the thing. And nobody offered them a place like this. But if they had come to a place like this, and I'm not getting any money for advertising it, but if they had, it does my heart good, if they had come to a place like this and they could have talked to somebody and said, hey, I don't feel so well, I'd like to get some blood tested, and instead of being told they have some incurable thing, they go, wow, your vitamin this, that, and the other thing levels are really low. You don't have any essential fatty acids in your body. You're living on inner-city junk food.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm not finishing the thought correctly, but there are people who I know who would have benefited from something like this. So I want to see this franchised. I mean, if I had my will, you'd take this and get rid of McDonald's and put these things up. You know what I'm saying? Because... You could walk in and get better.
Again, the only impediment to more of these types of operations being around, where people can go to one facility, have their blood drawn, see people who have expertise, and understand what they can do beyond what the conventional establishment recommends. Because as you mentioned, their doctors just don't have enough time, and it's going to get worse. Medicare and Medicaid are going to shrink the payments they're making to doctors, and doctors are going to have to see more patients just to pay their office rent. So people are going to have less access to doctors than what they've ever had before. They're going to require to take control of their own health care. They're going to have to read something like Life Extension Magazine every month. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to go onto the internet and look at reliable sources of information and figure out their own solutions, because the doctors are not going to have the time to spend with the patients.
Hmm. Well, this is the thing where I see an awakening, just like in my own experience being raised pharmaceutically, disastrously so, finding homeopathic medicine, natural remedies, herbs, supplements that save my life, transform my life, where I get stronger and younger every year based on living differently. And so the government can't get away with lying to me any more than a doctor can anymore, because my experience has been so grounded, and a lot of people have got to that same point. We still have a lot of people to reach, but the pharmacocracy book, and the fact that the LEF is available, I mean, there's a lot of transformational things. The thing that we're doing with this show, not only one day a week, but now 6 days a week through Natural News. The message, the word is getting out there. It's a different time.
Yeah, and you came up through homeopathy, through Western and then homeopathy, and I my transformation was in Eastern medicine and macrobiotics and this sort of thing. But I get a kick out of this Life Extension magazine. When I read it, I don't see anything that I disagree with. I actually learn a lot, which... I mean,
that doesn't happen.
Well, get out. All right, but I learn a lot, and I'm like, wow, these guys know what they're talking about. And you know what I like about it is it excites the reductionist in me, because I still have, you know, I'm from a
Western. You have a Western background,
right,
too.
Yeah. A family of doctors. So I'm like, wow, they're doing it with the molecules. I knew it. You know, like if you take the Eastern, right, they don't do reductionism, so you don't know. But anyway.
Bill, do you have another time to stand by for another segment?
I certainly do.
I'm having a great time. Bill Falloon is our guest, co-founder of the Life Extension Foundation, special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, Liam Jeff as well. Go to robertscottbell.com. Coming back with more powerful healing after this.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, be prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 182-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com while supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The message in this show, of course, is that the power to heal is yours. The Life Extension Foundation, Bill Falloon, has been living as an example and promoting this concept and idea for a long time. If you have not already plugged in, we've got the links up at the blog, today's show notes at robertscottbell.com. Liam Sheff is with me as well as Bill Falloon continues. Thank you for hanging out with us for a while. I'm having a great time in your place here.
Well, I love doing these shows. I love doing them at this time, so it's not too early in the morning for me.
Yes, midday is perfect.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I work till 6 a.m. typically. There's just too much science out there, and I can't stop reading it until I'm satiated for that night. But the fact is that so much of what we see in the published scientific literature is not incorporated into mainstream medical practice. It takes a pharmaceutical company to take it and run it through a lot of expensive clinical trials through the FDA approval process, and probably less than 1% of all the potentially beneficial compounds ever even make it into the medical mainstream. And that leaves 99% of very effective and often extremely safe therapies just languishing.
Yes.
And we at Life Extension, and we do this through a magazine every month, we bring out this information so people can both understand it, sometimes take it to their doctor, or use it themselves directly.
Mm-hmm.
And this magazine, by the way, is available. We ship it all over the world to people, so people don't have to be in South Florida to participate in this program.
Yes.
And by the way, as far as the blood drawing, they can do that also anywhere in the United States.
Yes.
We have a nationwide blood testing service where people can get comprehensive medical blood test panels at a fraction of the price of what commercial laboratories charge. So there's a lot that people can do to take charge of their own own health, look at their own blood test results. Now, if they go to a doctor and have their blood drawn, by all means, get those results. You know, maintain your own personal file like you do for your financial records. Maintain it for your body chemistry so you can detect trends. If your glucose all of a sudden shoots up, you want to see where it was 6 months ago, 6 years ago. You want to see what direction you're heading in to see what you may need to do to reverse.
Mm-hmm. This is something I like for a lot of my friends who are getting off the very poisonous AIDS drugs. You know, they're always saying, well, if I don't go to the mainstream doctor, I don't know what I'm doing. And I think, well, you know, now I can send them somewhere. I can say, go get your blood tested. Go look at actual nutritional levels. Don't go and get fake stuff. Don't go get fake antibody tests to tell you that you may have some new virus that they invented over at the NIH. It's not even real. You know, don't bore yourself, but go and find out about the nutritional components of your blood and then learn about them, mm-hmm. because nutrition is the key. I always say repairing the immune system is the key to overcoming immune disease. It's not going to get some drug
destroying it outright
your intestines so you don't produce any more blood cells or white blood T cells. Anyway, you get the idea.
Yeah, well, one of my physician friends, Dr. Batar in North Carolina, was joking with me the other day when he was learning about these things early on in his medical career. You know, he was working in surgery for a while, one of his gastroenterology guys was saying, hey, look, this guy has a 10% gallbladder function, right? So they removed the gallbladder. And he's like, something went off. The light bulb went on. And he's like, wait a second. The guy had 10%. We just took him down to 0% by surgery. Why couldn't we have tried to reverse that? And it was like the light bulb that doesn't often go off for the medically trained, because they've got horse blinders on into the pharmacological, you know, looking at everything as a lack of a synthetic molecule or a group of molecules, as opposed to how do we restore function genuinely? And
that's unfortunate. That's an example with a gallbladder deficiency where you could use nutritional supplements to promote the flow of bile outside the gallbladder and not allow stones to form. So there's a lot of nutritional approaches that person could have taken and avoided surgery altogether.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what we like to encourage here. And that's what we're doing today at the Life Extension Foundation Nutrition Center. Last hour, in fact, Bill Falloon just mentioned the blood draws you can get wherever you are. And we talked to Debbie Mayfield last hour about that. So if you missed last hour's show, you'll catch it in the archives here through the Robert Scott Bell Show at robertscottbell.com. All of the great links are up, and of course, there is a lot more healing to do. Bill has agreed to hang out with us through the whole show this hour, so we've got a lot more healing to do. We'll tackle some more, perhaps a little bit more of the politics of healing. How do you get the book Pharmacracy? How do you get all access to all of these things? Check it out. We'll also ask him, and there's a lot of toll-free number information. Liam Sheff is hanging with us as well. robertscottbell.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can call 866-939-BELL, and you're part of the show as well. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Please say thanks to all of the wonderful sponsors that support this message, important message of health, freedom, liberty here on the Robert Scott Bell Show each week. We have those linked up at the website as well at robertscottbell.com, and especially the support we're getting today to be here at the life life expensive. It's not expensive. In fact, the life that you lose by Big Pharma, that's the expensive life. We're trying to regain it here at the Life Extension Foundation, and I'm so grateful to be here with Bill Pullen, co-founder, and we talked about Pharmacracy, the book, how to get it, $8 a piece, get four of them, get them out there to everybody.
Send them to your representatives.
Yes, and this is on a state level, too, not just on the federal level. Yeah. We want this book everywhere.
Yeah, we've had some of our members order 20 copies. They get them out to every legislative person they can. Because this book, if it's read cover to cover, makes people understand as crystal clear as it can possibly be, we have an inefficient and corrupt system in healthcare. Mm-hmm. It's bankrupting the United States financially.
Oh, totally, yes.
But it's also denying the citizenry access to safe and effective therapies. Mm-hmm. We're living in the Stone Age, comparatively speaking, when it comes to medical therapies that are not available, but are available in a research setting.
Right,
We're curing cancer in mice. We can't get that same medication out to humans because no drug company will back it.
No, yeah. And on top of that, because of the limitation on innovation based on only the synthetics are supported, the patent medicine, it's all about that. Therefore, we rob the people of a vital resource of healing that maybe tracks back thousands of years of recorded history that suddenly now doesn't exist or it's not validated, so it's not real.
It's a problem we run into constantly at Life Extension. We identify a compound that has documented efficacy. No drug company is going to touch it because it can't be patented. So we have to get the good word out. And sometimes it's simply about a nutritional food, something as healthy as walnuts. We have to be the ones to promote it because the walnut companies are censored by the FDA and not allowed to disseminate that information.
Right. Remember the cherry juice grow, cherry grow.
Oh, right.
That was a thing, too.
If you've got gout and eat a lot of cherry, there's a good chance your gout's going to go away. And the
just
FDA,
don't tell anybody.
Yeah. Well, I can tell that because we don't sell cherries.
Okay.
See, if you don't sell the product, you're allowed to say it. But if you happen to be someone who sells it and you're the one that has the incentive to repeat the message, you're not allowed to. So the public might accidentally hear it and a few of them will gain benefit, but you need continuity with your promotion.
Yep.
And cherry growers should be allowed to tell the facts. It's certain types of arthritis and gout will go away.
Yeah.
You just happen to eat that healthy food.
On the other hand, if you sell poison and you fry it and you put a golden arch on and have a clown with it, you can say that it makes people happy all day long. What's wrong with this picture?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the most depraved commercials I have seen in my entire life just started running with some obese individuals complaining that they eat too much and they get digestive upset. And they're recommending that people take an OTC drug to dry up their stomach acid.
Stop it producing.
So that they don't have as much burning in their esophagus. is because they're overeating. And these are obese celebrities promoting this.
Mm-hmm.
They're encouraging people to overeat junk food. And if you take this little drug, it won't hurt you as much.
Right, right.
This is absurd that this is what the American public is seeing.
Mm.
I mean, they're not seeing companies like Life Extension telling people, you know what, the less you eat, the longer you're going to live. And if you eat healthy, nutritious food, you're going to avoid hospitals, emergency rooms, doctor's visits. You're going to be around a lot longer. We don't get that message out. And yet a company selling an OTC drug that has some side effects in of itself, but temporarily relieves the heartburn, they can promote overeating, promote obesity, and say, we can mitigate the unpleasant temporary effects of it. It's not going to keep you from having a heart attack and developing cancer and hip replacement, knee replacement down the road.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to relieve your heartburn because you overate so much. You want to do that three times a day.
Mm-hmm.
So take this drug three times a day, and you'll feel better.
Well, they don't hear the message that we're delivering in the old media, but they're flocking to the new media. And we're a part of it. And people sometimes ask me, Robert, why aren't you selling something? It's like, because then I would have my free speech abridged. I'm not willing to do that. I'm going to speak truthfully about all of these supplements and these remedies that will really bring healing to you. And we're supported by the good companies out there that are doing and trying to get the message out in a way that they're allowed to. So that leaves me the freedom to speak truthfully about these issues.
This makes me nuts. Speaking of walnuts, why can't we advertise walnuts and say, these are pretty good for you, but the side effects may include that you won't be hungry anymore. I mean, if you can advertise Ambien and say, this will help you sleep. This may not help you sleep. You may drive the car while you're sleeping. You may drive up. If you can do that, why can we do one and not the other? I mean, who runs the show?
The show's run by politicians. They give the FDA the power to be the arbitrator of what's allowed to be told and what can be censored.
See.
So if you get a drug approved by the FDA, you can advertise it all over the place.
They've sold their souls and everything else. We are here to get beyond that. We've got another segment to wrap up today's show with Bill Falloon from the Life Extension Foundation, the special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show from the Nutrition Center in Fort Lauderdale. Come and visit anytime. A great, great group of people here. We'll be right back to wrap up the show after this.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty, nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Willing to go where the truth takes them. Here's Robert.
The Freedom to Heal is on the line every week. In fact, 6 days a week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You know the passion here. It just won't quit. And it's even ratcheted up higher because we're wrapping it up here at the Life Extension Foundation with co-founder. He's here. He's still here. Phil Falloon, man, it's so great to connect with you after all these years and have you on board because you're doing such great work. And I want everybody to know about it and say thanks. And by the way, there's a phone number where you can not only say thank you, but they're going to say thank you to you and give you a free subscription to Life Extension Foundation Magazine.
Yes.
Right? 800-841-5433. 800-841-5433. And I've got that listed at the blog in case that was too quick. You can see it at robertscottbell.com. Not only a free subscription to the magazine, but that's where you can get the book Pharmocracy. Get four of them for $8 a piece, $32. They'll cover the shipping, and you will transform this place back to healing.
It's a way of participating in what needs to be a citizens' uprising against the inefficient and corrupt system that is destroying the United States. If we don't tear down these bureaucratic barriers, we're going to be stuck treating degenerative disease with antiquated medicines, patented drugs that have little efficacy but lots of side effects, and the real breakthroughs, the ones that are sitting in the laboratories right now, many of them will never make it into the hands of the American public. Pharmocracy was written specifically for the purpose of enlightening the citizenry of what's really going on behind the scenes and what they can do to stop it.
Liam, this guy's got a bit of passion here, I think. You know, he's got a message to give and deliver.
Right.
Yeah. Now, in terms of the back, we were talking on the break about your backstory. A lot of people know about you, but not everybody does. Maybe you can encapsulate what it is, why. I mean, people would say, well, why would you do this? I mean, it's such a hard thing to do.
Well, it's really an easy thing to do. We started the Life Extension Foundation really in 1977, just a small group of very interested people who like to hang out in medical libraries. We liked reading medical journals. They were fun to us. And when one of our associates would come down with a medical problem, their doctors would recommend a program, but we go down to the medical library and we'd see there might be 10 or 20 things that the doctor overlooked. And we would apply those 10 or 20 things whenever possible, and the patient would get much, much better, much quicker, and often defy the doctor's prognosis. So we were finding that no matter what problem a person encountered, there was always more information available that could better treat them, in some cases cure them of what a doctor would say is going to be a long-term chronic condition. We would get them in a curative state. And it was not something that we invented ourselves. We simply looked at the peer-reviewed scientific literature,
right,
and the information was right there.
Yeah.
But again, there was no drug company that had a patent on this therapy, so it just languished. One of the drugs we talk about for most cancer patients to take is cimetidine. That's the generic term for the Tagamet that was so popular as an anti-ulcer medication.
Right, right.
It works by four specific mechanisms against cancer. Now, not to prevent cancer, you take this after you get cancer. Some people, if they just take it 6 days before surgery, they can reduce the risk of cancer metastasis by almost 70%. That's been known for since 1985. That's when the Life Extension Foundation was recommending cancer patients use cimetidine for anywhere between 5 days before surgery all the way up to a year after surgery, and the results came in showing spectacular long-term survival in cimetidine-treated patients compared to those taking a placebo. Now, cimetidine, you can buy that in a grocery store.
Right, right.
You don't need a prescription for it, and yet it has these profound anti-cancer properties that were documented 25 years ago show, but overlooked by conventional oncologists.
Oh, yeah, you don't see oncologists or even the mainstream old media touting it in this way. And yet they still promote all of the other toxic drugs that don't have much benefit, if any at all, because of the corruption you've mentioned in the system. And then they get to market side effects as if they're not real, right? And I've often, you know, just put it to the, I guess if we use the language appropriately, we say side effects are direct effects of the drug. They're the ones they don't like. They market them aside until they come up with Viagra and they say, well, that used to be a side effect. Now it's the direct effect and we like it.
Yeah, well, if the newer cancer drugs that are being approved are costing over $100,000 per patient, their efficacy is mediocre. They're giving people 3 or 4 months of extended survival. Contrast that with something like cimetidine that costs virtually nothing, and you're improving your long-term survival by 69-70%. I mean, it's a day and night difference.
But no patent protection, so they're not going to promote it.
They're not going to promote it. So we've got doctors prescribing drugs that no one can afford that have mediocre efficacy, and the ones that are documented, that have been documented, they're being overlooked. We at Life Extension bring this information out routinely in our magazines. We remind our members, if you happen to contract cancer, get on low dose aspirin. Get on a drug called metformin to treat diabetes. It has potent anti-cancer properties. Cimetidine, potent anti-cancer properties.
You see, the thing is, you're speaking to a crowd that's coming from, like I did, the drug industry. Now, of course, I've abandoned it altogether. But at the same time, I don't look to ban these things because you can measurably find this is what it does. And when you're not invested in the patent and other things, you can just say, this is what it does, this is what can be used for appropriately. I've got no problem with that. And so you're making a bridge into those people, and they're likely going to discover that what we've discovered, that maybe I don't even need the drug. Maybe I can go a little further. And you're doing the studies to benefit them in that way. And that is an amazing thing that's going on here.
Well, we are. I mean, if people follow a good natural program, they're going to slash their risk of degenerative disease dramatically. But even the low-dose aspirin that people are taking now to reduce heart attack risk, that also reduces overall cancer risk by 20%.
Mm-hmm.
If you happen to develop cancer, taking low-dose aspirin improves your survival odds. We're talking about really cheap medications here that the oncologists are totally ignoring. In Life Extension, we have many cancer treatment protocols for specific types of cancer, and we discuss a number of nutrients, lifestyle changes, hormone modulation, and of course, unapproved drugs. I say unapproved, they're approved to suppress stomach acid.
But not for the other things.
But not for the good things, like maybe curing cancer.
And I would rather have them know that than not know that, even as a homeopath who looks at drugs and goes, well, not for me. But, of course, I'm all about getting the information out. That's what you're about. This is the First Amendment was made for the Life Extension Foundation.
Well, about 5% of the drugs they approve have beneficial effects and beneficial side effects.
Mm.
The other 95%, mediocre efficacy and, unfortunately, too many side effects.
Well, if you want to learn more, the Life Extension Foundation, 800-841-5433. At the very least, get a free subscription to the magazine. You're going to learn loads and help yourself and your family members to make the bridge. Come on over. The water's warm. It's a lot less toxic, too. Thank you, Bill Falloon. Really appreciate you being with
you,
me. I hope that we can do a lot more with you guys.
I look forward to it.
Great work, yes. Well, this is the place for health, freedom, and liberty. Thank you, Liam Sheff. Thank you to everybody that's made possible this live broadcast remote event from the Life Extension Foundation. Check out anything you missed at robertscottbell.com. The power to heal is yours.